Scoop.
Yeah, but now we've got the real thing. Fat Man Scoop and DJ Bluey. Welcome to Hit 105.5.
How are you?
Yeah, very well. Bluey, you can get on that too. Welcome, my man.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yeah, very good. Now, Tools, my co-host, she's very excited. Obviously, she will be coming back into the studio.
Well, where did she go?
We're working on getting your brand new single with Jillionaire.
Right.
So we can't wait to play that.
I need that. Of course, you know, it's with Jillionaire, Major Lazer. You've ever heard it. You've heard of them before, right?
Absolutely.
Of course you have.
That's why I knew that straight away.
Yeah, we need it straight away. So what's going on with you, man? Tell me what's going on here at Coffs Harbour.
Man, on the Coffs Coast, I've just arrived here. I'm brand new to the Coffs Coast.
You are?
I am. How I've been long? Here 3 months now.
Okay, where did you come from?
I came from a place called Dubbo.
Which Dubbo?
What you wouldn't have known of, but all a part of the Hit Network because you were in Sydney yesterday, yeah?
Yes, okay. 100%. So how did you wind up coming from Dubbo to here?
I sent a message to Tools on Instagram, and I said, hey, maybe we should have a coffee and get some things going on.
Yeah,
he tried
to hit me up.
I tried to hit her up,
Like, hit her up on some sex or hit her up on a job?
Hey, I know you've got a podcast on sex and all your advice, man. Maybe you could give me some advice.
That's a podcast I used to do years ago. Was it really? Like he was like, hey, what's going on, baby?
It was weird. We had the interview process, and there was a lot of people on the cards for it.
Right.
And then I found out I had an interview with him, and I added him on Instagram, and he's inboxed me. I went, is this guy for real?
Whoa. He went in the DMs with you?
You know it.
Like,
he went in the DMs. Because in the DMs, you can say anything.
I mean, you
can say, I want to see naked pics.
Yeah, I went around the office going, is this weird? Does he know he's interviewing with me, or does he think that
I'm Italian.
The real story is that he tried to pick you up.
Yeah, pretty much.
So at any time, this could turn into like a sexual harassment charge.
I've signed.
That's what it feels like.
I've signed some forms, but it's my Italian background.
She could always lean back on that and say, you know something, he was dirty from the beginning. He was
DM.
Yeah, that's evidence and blackmail.
That's evidence.
So I wouldn't do that.
So now let me get this right, because we have time. I'm going to be here. I'll be here for a while, just hanging out with you guys. I need the story. So he hits you in the DM, right?
Yeah.
So now you're looking at
right in
this
that
guy
DM.
Really realized that he's interviewing with me tomorrow.
Well, I didn't know, and then so I didn't respond to him.
Right.
And then when we do the interview, he brings up the fact that he DMs me.
So
it was smooth, Scoot.
But did you say to him like, you left me a message asking to see my breasts.
Did you say that to him? Didn't do that. He was like, hey, you want to get coffee?
Okay, so
coffee is another word for you know what. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Hey, but
wild.
I know, and this is even going to get wilder. You're sticking around.
Yes, I am sticking around.
You are at the Coffs Hotel tonight.
Yeah, I'm at the Coffs Hotel tonight. It's going to be a good night. Myself, DJ Bluey.
Yeah.
We're going to party. It's in support of the Sunrise Tour, which is the record that I have with Jillionaire from Major Lazer and Fuse ODG. Doors open at 8 p.m. It's going to be a really good night. Come to party. Come to enjoy yourself. And listen, if you don't know what a Fat Man Scoop party is, it's very simple. At Fat Man Scoop on Instagram, on Facebook, Fat Man Scoop, you can go see exactly what I do. You have a wooden...
That's what she just did to me early this morning. We're going to come back very soon with Fat Man Scoop and DJ Bluey live here on Hit 105.5.
It's Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah, if you didn't know, that other voice in the studio was Fat Man Scoop live here. DJ Bluey, good morning, Tools. We're going to play Sunrise, your brand new single with Jillionaire as well. We're going to get that going on later on.
We're
going
to get that going later on.
Okay.
Right now, Tools has been trying to explain to me or make me feel like I should go in the water with sharks.
Everyone's in the water at the moment. We've got the Billabong Crow happening as we speak.
Are there sharks in the water?
Yeah, there's sharks in every water.
Hold on, let me explain something. I don't care about Billabong. I don't care about anything. When someone tells me there are sharks in the water, I equate sharks with death.
Yeah.
I equate sharks with being bit.
Yeah.
I equate sharks with no arm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I want to point at people. I want to be able to say, hey, I like you.
You can
be able
use
to point
one
at you.
Arm to do that.
I can use one. So you're telling me the good parts of getting bit by a shark.
I'm telling you that your chances are very slim of going in the water here along the Coffs Coast and getting bit by a shark.
Okay.
But I do not want to be held accountable if anything
did
happen.
She needs to
sign
something.
What if I come out of the water with one arm? I'm like, Tools did this. I want some money. I want hit to write me a check. Oh, how can I say put your hands up with one arm?
Have a look at our studios. You think we've got money, man?
That's what you... Slack.
But did you know, if you get
attacked by a shark, you can poke it in the eye and it calms down. Did you know that?
What are the chances that I'm going to poke a shark in the eye while it's trying to kill me?
Now, DJ Blue, you're from England. Is that the advice that you're given from over there, man?
Yeah, the UK advice is if you get attacked by a shark, poke it in the eye, and it's like he apologizes, you know, gets down on one knee, says sorry, moves away.
Don't forget that guy. A shark doesn't have a knee. A shark doesn't have a knee.
We don't know if we can handle that.
It's Batman Scoop.
I was saying to Tools yesterday, you know how many times people would be grinding to your tracks and picking up and macking up with you in the background? How many times would they be doing that?
I mean, a million times. If I had a dollar for each time somebody met somebody off of one of the songs that I played, I've had people tell me that was the first dance I ever danced with my wife. I've had people say I've got a drink thrown in my face. it's just the soundtrack of your life. I've had people say somebody broke my foot when they stepped on my shoes so hard from dancing. I've heard so many things when it's come to the time that my record played. So it's a blessing, man.
It is a blessing. We've got Tom on 13, 12, 16. Tom, say hello to Scoop.
How you going, mate?
Tom, how you feeling?
About to start work, but not really that good, mate.
Where do you work, man?
Oh, just in the warehouse, mate.
So you pretty much are saying that work sucks. It's amazing. It's amazing. What? That's an amazing attitude to have walking in at 8:44 in the morning. That's amazing.
Oh, after working all weekend, mate.
Okay, so here's how we're going to do this, Tom. Here's how we're going to do this. If I give you these tickets and you win, you're coming tonight, right?
Yeah, mate.
I'm going to make sure you don't drink a lot because I can't have you at work operating heavy machinery drunk. Okay? We're good with that, right?
Where's all the fun in that, mate?
You are a maniac. Something's wrong with you. You know that, right? You know something's wrong with you. It's okay. It's okay. That's what you want to do. You want to operate heavy machinery drunk. Obviously, you've done it before because you're talking about it. Now, Tom, you're going to see me tonight. It's going to be an amazing night. I don't need maniacs like Tom. I just need you to call. Let's go. It's Batman Scoop.
We've still got some questions for you, don't we, Tools?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, 100%.
I mean, of course, we know that you really work the crowd.
Yes.
And you're doing an amazing job of that. But
Thank
I also want to know how DJ Bluey, he works the crowd. How?
Oh,
Bluey. Wow.
You guys got blue hair. Let's start with that.
Other than shaking my blue hair around, basically what I do is I give them all the remixes and the modern stuff, you know, the new hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
All the dance hall stuff, a little bit of electro and EDM. Yeah.
I think you're like me. You'll be DMing some people later on with that voice. You know what I'm saying? I could see a little bit of a Casanova going on here. Is that fair to say,
Scoop? Yes, yes.
He's a DM type of guy.
Yes.
What's your status?
What do you want it to be?
Yeah, he's a DM.
Okay, listen. I want to ask Joel a question. Hold on. 13, 12, 16. Hold on one second, people. Hello?
This side.
Hello? I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, we're live.
I'm live right now, but just hold on. I'm going to get to you, okay? I'm doing a show right now. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hold on. Put them on hold.
Yeah.
Put them on hold.
There you go.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So.
What's the question, Scoop?
Here's the thing, Joel. Are you a single man?
I'm a single man.
How deeply are you in the Instagram DMs?
Me? Look, yes. It depends how I do it. I mean, I don't do it to pick up. No.
What's your strategy on picking up women?
You know what I always say? Kissing is the most central part of any relationship.
Yes.
I want to start with my lips, and then from there, I want to figure out if we can make it happen afterwards.
Okay.
Because if we can't kiss properly, there ain't no sex. There's nothing going on after.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, and guys who are out there.
What,
I want you to understand something, okay? Joel just touched on a very important subject. The way that you kiss a woman and the way that you hold a woman is the precursor to which way the relationship is going to go. Most women, and this is a fact, most women are not, they're not held, they're not caressed, they're not kissed properly.
Yeah.
So when they run into a dude like you, Joel, like an Italian maniac over there, they, you know, if you're a great kisser, that can put you at the top of the line. So one thing is...
Straight to the top.
Straight to the top. Guys, here's the thing. Instead of trying to treat a woman like a piece of meat, kiss him the way that you would want to be kissed. Imagine yourself as a woman and wanting to be caressed and wanting to be loved, and then kiss them with that in mind. Because most of the time, guys just want to jump up and down on that's a girl right. like an ape.
Like a Barbie doll.
Yeah,
yeah, like, I'm with you. I get it. Look, then that's what we need to talk about more.
It's Batman Scoop.
We've still got some questions for you, don't we, Tools?
Yeah, let's go. 100%.
I mean, of course, we know that you really work the crowd.
Yes.
And you're doing an amazing job of that. But
Thank you.
Also want to know how DJ Bluey, he works the crowd. How?
Oh,
Bluey.
You guys got blue hair. Let's start with that.
Other than shaking my blue hair around, basically what I do is I give them all the remixes and the modern stuff, you know, the new hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
All the dance hall stuff, a little bit of electro and EDM. Yeah.
I think you're like me. You'll be DMing some people later on with that voice. You know what I'm saying? I could see a little bit of a Casanova going on. Is that fair to say, Scoop?
Yes, yes.
He's a DM type of guy.
Yes.
What's your status?
What do you want it to be?
Yeah, he's a DM.
Okay, listen. I want to ask Joel a question. Hold on. 13, 12, 16. Hold on one second, people. Hello?
This side.
Hello? I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, we're live.
I'm live right now, but just hold on. I'm going to get to you, okay? I'm doing a show right now. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hold on. Put them on hold.
Yeah.
Put them on hold.
There you go.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So.
What's the question, Scoop?
Here's the thing, Joel. Are you a single man?
I'm a single man.
How deeply are you in the Instagram DMs?
Me? Look, yes. It depends how I do it. I mean, I don't do it to pick up. No.
What's your strategy on picking up women?
You know what I always say? Kissing is the most central part of any relationship.
Yes.
I want to start with my lips, and then from there, I want to figure out if we can make it happen afterwards.
Okay.
Because if we can't kiss properly, there ain't no sex. There's nothing going on after.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, and guys who are out there.
What you want me?
I want you to understand something, okay? Joel just touched on a very important subject. The way that you kiss a woman and the way that you hold a woman is the precursor to which way the relationship is going to go. Most women, and this is a fact, most women are not, they're not held, they're not caressed, they're not kissed properly.
Yeah.
So when they run into a dude like you, Joel, like an Italian maniac over there, they, you know, if you're a great kisser, that can put you at the top of the line. So one thing is...
Straight to the top.
Guys, here's the thing. Instead of trying to treat a woman like a piece of meat, kiss them the way that you would want to be kissed. Imagine yourself as a woman and wanting to be caressed and wanting to be loved, and then kiss them with that in mind. Because most of the time, guys just want to jump up and down on
that's
a girl
right.
like an ape.
Like a Barbie doll.
Yes,
yeah, like, I'm with you. I get it. Look, then that's what we need to talk about more.
Batman Scoop.
All right, we're coming in early on that brand new single, Jillionaire Fuse ODG, and of course, Batman Scoop.
That's right. Go pick it up on iTunes. Of course, you can stream it for free on Spotify, or you can get it wherever music is sold. And listen, if you get an opportunity, check me out on Instagram at FatManScoop, Facebook.com/FatManScoop.
DJ Bluey Official.
How about saying on Instagram? How about doing that? On everything.
So that's it for us.
I know. There was so much we needed to get across.
I'll come in early next time.
Thank you so much for both coming in. Really appreciate it.
FatManScoop.